Jhené Angola Jr., the podcast.
It's Jhené Angola Jr. here on ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, Sirius XM Channel 80. Mike Golic Jr. and Jhené Egbumike. We're presented by Progressive Insurance, and guests are going to join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Now, we got a jam-packed weekend coming up here. We got mega casts all over the place here. Ariel Helwani just came through and broke a table on behalf of Bills Mafia. I got people in my mentions fired up, ready to riot. And so we'll see if Laura Rutledge, Marcus Spears, and the rest of the NFL live crew that are going to be part of that mega cast can bring that same energy. But Jhené, we got a special one now because you know this about me. You have learned this about me through the course of during the show. I have two loves, football and what else?
The Bachelor.
That is right. ABC's The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, the entire franchise have become somewhat of a passion on the side. And so we thought we'd combine both of those things for a super wild card weekend unlike any other. The most shocking season of the NFL yet. And so who better to help us down that path than former Bachelorette runner-up contestant and Wake Forest football player Tyler Cameron joining us now on the Goodyear Hotline. Tyler, how you doing, brother?
Doing well. Good to see you, Jhené. Good to see you, Golic. How's everything going?
Doing well. Tyler, official friend of the program, has joined us before. And Tyler, we're going to get into your picks for this wild card weekend because we want you to help us pick some games down the stretch of this NFL season. But I'd be remiss if I didn't start here. Matt James, who was your teammate at Wake Forest, and I understand now your roommate in your guys' life after football, is the Bachelor for this season. He had his first episode already, so I'm curious. You live with him. You know him better than anybody. What's one thing we got to know about Matt going into this season as we're only one episode in?
One thing I didn't know about Matt before the season, he's a huge foodie, and he's the first Bachelor, I think, that prepared his own food the whole time there. He was always cooking for himself, I heard. He was always making the healthiest, most ridiculous meals. He's the only one that was like his own chef this whole season.
This is speaking the love language of Mike Golic Jr., and I love it. This is great. Take tips, Mike Golic Jr. Now, we're excited for you to finally give out some final roses. Let's start with the AFC and the picks so far with the wild card weekend. Okay. With the AFC, we've got three games. We've got the Colts at the Bills, the Ravens at the Titans, and the Browns at the Steelers. Who are you giving your final rose to, the three teams?
So, I got the Bills winning, right? They're led by an FAU running back. FAUs are proven winners, you know? So, I got the Titans with an upset. And what was the third one?
Brown Steelers.
Oh, and another FAU guy leading the Browns to another victory, Harrison Bryant. So I'm going Browns there. Two upsets right there.
All right, so we've got some early upsets. Tyler Cameron, again, Bachelorette runner-up with us here on the Goodyear Hotline. Two upsets in the AFC playoffs, Bills getting the win, and then Titans and Browns on the upsets here. So we've got that off and running was The Bachelor with Matt James, who, again, impressive, preparing his own meals there. But I'm curious from your perspective, as someone that has lived this show, for anyone that watched Night 1, there was one of the contestants who brought, I'll call it an adult toy, on the red carpet. And so I'm going to ask you, Tyler, fair or foul?
I called it a toothbrush.
A toothbrush. Okay, even better. A toothbrush on the red carpet. I'm going to put that in air quotes.
Yeah, we're going to call it a toothbrush.
Is that fair or foul? If you are The Bachelor, is that something that makes a good first impression, or are you a little weary?
I think it was a little shock and awe at first, but then when she started tapping the girls on the shoulders with it to try and interrupt, you know, I was not for that. I thought that was a little foul. So I'm going to go foul on that one. I don't know how she's still around, but that's a wild one, so I don't know.
That's a fact. Look, if that happened to me, we going to fight, Tyler C. Okay, Tyler Cameron of The Bachelorette.
I know. You better not be touching my shoulder with those toothbrush.
Big facts. Major facts. All right, we've got the AFC covered. Let's switch over to the NFC. Give your final rose out to these three games going on in the wild card weekend. All right, Tyler, we've got the Bears at the Saints. We've got the Rams at the Seahawks. And we've got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Washington. Your three final roses for this weekend.
All right, so the Saints are going to roll through the Bears. The Seahawks, easy money on the Rams. They're going to roll right through the Rams, you know. And then the Washington football team is going to beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tom Brady does not do good with a good defensive line, and Chase Young is going to be coming in hot.
There we go. All right, so we've got upsets abound. So, again, for everyone keeping score at home in the AFC, Tyler has got the Bills with the win and then the Titans and Browns with upsets. And in the NFC, Saints win big, Seattle with the win, and the Washington football team the upset on the weekend right now. So it's Chinne and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr., Chinne Agbumike, and Tyler Cameron with us, bachelorette, runner-up, and roommate, best friend, all-around great guy to Matt James, the current bachelor. So as we go out here, Tyler, I'm curious. You guys have been knowing each other for a while, living together. What's the one pet peeve as a roommate that he brings to the table?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so he's got his own bathroom. I have my own bathroom, right? This man still will get up at 5:30 in the morning because he's crazy about his workouts. He will come in and go into my bathroom, shower, do his thing, come into my drawers, take my underwear, wear my underwear, and go on with his day. So, that means I got to get up at 6 now and get on with my day. You know, I want to sleep in sometimes, you know?
What I really hear is that you guys are extremely close, and I guess you're brothers. Your brothers from another mother.
Too close you guys, for some people.
Too close for comfort. What is up with this Wake Forest pipeline?
You know what hasn't been close? Jeanette,
yeah.
You know what hasn't been close?
What?
Notre Dame in any college football playoff or bowl game, you know, BCS championship game.
Wow.
I got a number for you, Golic. 45. 45, the combined score of the Notre Dame playoff game against Alabama and the BCS game that you were a part of, the amount of points and the spread differential there.
There
should be a bowl ban from Notre Dame. There needs to be a bowl ban from Notre Dame until they can get their crap together, maybe join a conference or something to play some real football.
I know that I didn't just get bodied by someone who played football at Wake Forest right now, a school who is best known for its pipeline to the Bachelor and Bachelorette universe.
Oh, versus battle, let's go. Come on, Tyler C.
I am blown away right now.
I'll take it.
Man, you know what?
I'll take it.
I'm reeling from that one right now. I don't have a great answer for it because we have gotten blown out big time on those stages. And so I'm going to come with the peace offering while I get this together because Chinne was about to go there. What is it about Wake Forest that breeds bachelor candidates?
Wake Forest breeds great men. You know, there's great guys that go out there. You put through a really tough curriculum, a lot of hard education, a lot of tough love going on there. By the time you get out there, you're a polished, good man, you know, and you're built to date, you know, 35 girls at once. Now that Matt is doing that, you know?
Impressive, sir.
Wow. You know what? I am going
to
spend...
We may not be good at football, but I guess we're good at talking to girls, you know?
That's, you know what? A skill in its own right, one that you
should
guys
take a summer class there, like as a graduate school. Do they have graduate school for Michael Jr.? Because that would be great.
Wow. I'm just... All right, so everyone's just going to attack me here. I got it. All right, you know what?
Let's go.
Tyler, we appreciate the time and the insight. You're going to
Don't
be our...
Don't ever have me back on.
No, well, you know what? That's the thing is I wanted to have you on.
It doesn't matter. I run the show. The woman runs the show. You're coming back.
Yes. I love it. I'm with you, girl.
Awesome. Tyler, you're going to be making picks with us all NFL postseason. We appreciate the time today. I'm going to spend the rest of my day looking up the Notre Dame 2021 schedule and seeing if we play Wake Forest so I can get ready to take some of your money, all right?
Let's do it. I'm in it.
Tyler, we appreciate the time, man.
Thanks.
We'll catch up with you next week, all right?
Y'all have a good one. Take it easy.
Tyler Cameron with us here. When did that turn into the segment? Which one of y'all bet him that, by the way?
I didn't do it. I love it.
I feel like I have been betrayed. I'm looking around the room right now.
He's a great, smart man. Great man right there.
I'm looking around the room right now. Shannon, you're not making eye contact in the Zoom. Oh, man. All right. See, you know what? It be your own people sometimes.
It be your own people.
It is crazy out here.
Come out. You let some man that shares underwear with another man slander you like that, yo? Come on, bro.
I wasn't expecting that.
I know you wasn't expecting that, but you had to come back with something different than y'all breed bachelor guys. Like,
nah,
I really would have came for his neck. That wasn't good enough.
You know what? Listen.
That's a bad John.
Everyone's got a plan until they get punched in the mouth. I got punched in the mouth by the pretty guy.
As a man that really modeled his whole, you know, energy and motivation off of Eminem, I thought you'd be ready for a battle like that, but...
I am so sick and tired of this slander and these attacks around this radio show.
You gotta start throwing shots at people, bro. Come on, you letting this slide too much now. Yep. It's becoming like a thing now.
Man. Yeah, it's becoming a thing. Today, Junior!
Coming up next... With you guys taking shots at me, I'm getting ready to fire shots at one city that doesn't seem to feel like it wants to learn from past mistakes. We'll get to that next. It's Chinne and Golic Jr., maybe still here on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
Chinne and Golic Jr., the podcast.
We got breaking news coming out of the world of college football that we'll get to that is going to shock a lot of people, and I can't tell you I actually agree with it. I can't explain it, but I will try. It's Chinay Golick Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golick Jr., Chinay Agwumike. I'm still reeling, though, from getting absolutely bodied by the runner-up of The Bachelorette. Like, I guess thanks to Tyler C., Tyler Cameron, the runner-up for The Bachelorette, coming on, making his picks for Wild Card Weekend with us. Again, if you missed it, he's got the Bills, Titans, and Browns in the AFC, the Saints, the Seahawks, and the Washington football team in the NFC, and then in the meantime managed to absolutely drop bombs all over me, Notre Dame, and everything I love. And you guys joined in, Chinay.
Okay, so last time I mentioned Notre Dame in a just factual way, saying that the last time that this matchup happened in 2012 was a Natty game that you participated in, and you told me go to hell. And then when he says it, you're like, okay.
Oh, yo, listen, I'm trying to be kind to our guest. He's supposed to be our picker throughout the postseason here. And be honest, I expect that from you because you love talking bleep. I was not expecting that from
a guy. I don't throw shade ever.
Excuse me?
I don't throw shade ever.
You sure about that one?
100%.
Because we work in audio and we got receipts and we can go back and find all this.
With the exception of Caillou.
It's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. I am going to be a free thinker like Cliff and Kyrie Irving and rise above all this and deliver you guys some breaking news here. According to ESPN, ESPN writer Adam Rittenberg, Jim Harbaugh has reached a contract extension to remain Michigan's football coach through the 2025 seasons, Athletic Director Ward Manuel announced on Friday. A source confirmed to ESPN that the new deal includes a lower base salary and many performance incentives. Harbaugh had 1 year left on his initial contract at Michigan, which paid the coach slightly over $8 million a year, $8 million in 2020. So, Chinay, I know a lot of people disagreed with this. I know a lot of people hated this move. And you know what? Coming up in like 10 minutes, I'll tell you exactly why I think it's the right thing to do and one of the few practical things we've seen college football do this offseason. I've been amazed by that. But in the meantime, we mentioned we do have Wild Card Weekend coming up, Chinay. And I'm amazed as we have talked about some of the underdogs going into this weekend. The Chicago Bears are 10-point dogs to the New Orleans Saints in the playoffs. And yet, Chinay, I don't know why. I feel like Chicago, after a hot stretch to end the season by their quarterback who's on the end of that rookie contract and has looked up and down, to put it nicely, through the course of his first seasons in Chicago, I feel like they're going to end up doing the thing and making the mistake and signing them to a long-term deal they shouldn't.
That's the problem here, because we say it happens all the time. Recency bias, because you think about the energy. They had a problem that they had created waiting for the moment that Mitch Trubisky sort of struggled so that they can put in Nick Foles and say that this guy is going to save things, when that was probably not the best evaluation for this Bears franchise. And then fortunate enough that that Mitch comes back in and is the professional that he is and tries to put some points on the board and they get a lot of momentum. But like, I looked at the matchups that, you know, we saw towards the end of the season and the defenses that the Bears faced during their four game winning streak, where people see a lot of potential there, versus the Vikings, whose defense was 14th at the time, the Texans, whose defense 29th, the Jaguars, whose defense was 31st, and the Lions, worse than that, 32nd in DVOA. Mm. And so when you look at that big picture here, while you might be getting wins, again, this is a season that has presented challenges on opponents and competitors, unlike any year before, plus defenses where they're not necessarily the most formidable. Yes, you got wins, but those wins are weighted or skewed. And so I feel like you said, it might be like, well, we better just extend him just because we don't want to be in a bad situation in the future. I think the idea is like, you need to reset and not make a decision based on just the sentimental moments you had during that four-game win streak if I'm the Bears.
Chinay Golick Jr. here on ESPN Radio. You're exactly right, because this is what tends to happen with first-round picks. Because remember, with a first-round pick for Ryan Pace and this Bears organization, you're looking for any reason to justify what you did, the move you made, because there's ego tied up in all of this, Chinay. My problem is, it's not that Mitchell Trubisky doesn't deserve to be an NFL quarterback. He's going to be on someone's roster. He's going to receive more money to play football. But if you're the Bears, tying yourself to him in the future is exactly what you saw the Jags do with Blake Bortles. I went on ESPN 1000 2 years ago and said Mitchell Trubisky reminds me exactly of Blake Bortles. And what did Blake Bortles do in the last year of that rookie contract that he was working on? Went out there, had him a hot month at the end of the season, took them on a postseason run, and then got signed to a 3-year deal that they lived to regret. I don't know how you can see an organization that's already watched this play out do the same thing again. And I won't call it a mistake and disrespect Mitchell Trubisky because I got nothing against him, but it'd be a mistake to do this. And Chicago has seen enough reasons why already that I'm very worried, Chiney, that that recency bias you just brought up is going to be the thing that keeps him around. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. Now, it's an interesting situation that we've got going on. They're 10-point dogs in that game, so it's going to be a tough one, but we've talked a lot about underdogs all day. Coming up next, we'll see what Marcus Spears, our great ESPN NFL Live host, has to say about an underdog he likes going into this weekend. And if him and Ariel Helwani have beef after what was said earlier on our show, we'll do all of that after this word from DraftKings.
I wouldn't be talking about beef after you and Tyler C. Now, it's been an exciting football season, hasn't it, for everybody except my fantasy football team. I see you doing the Matrix there, Junior. Luckily for us football fans, there is still more action to be had. You may not have been crowned the champion in your traditional fantasy football league, but DraftKings is here to help you make it rain. DraftKings is America's leading daily fantasy app, paying out over $7 billion, yes, I said $1 billion to their players. If you haven't tried DraftKings yet, head to the App Store now, because you do not want to miss this. It's simple. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. If you haven't signed up yet, what in the world are you waiting for? Get in the game right from your couch. Download the DraftKings Daily Fantasy app now and use code CJR. For a limited time, new customers can get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes this week. Do not miss out on this week's action. Enter code CJR to get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes with your first deposit. That's code CJR. They are only at DraftKings. Make it rain, baby. Make it rain. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for more details. All right. It's a super wild card weekend on deck, and we will tell you who has the upper hand versus the underdogs. Who will get the win right after this? It's Chiney and Gold Jr. on ESPN Radio and streaming live right now on ESPN Plus.
Chiney and Gold Jr., the podcast.
Take good care of me. Night and day.
Without fail, Chiney Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr., the always singing Chiney Agumake. We are presented by
Progressive. I promise I'll stop.
No, I don't want you to ever stop. That's the best part about this show, because anyone who listens on our podcast or watches streaming on ESPN Plus gets to hear you without any musical accompaniment, and I can assure you.
I apologize.
As someone who sings on air often, Chiney, as someone whose father made a living singing on air very often.
Yes.
That happens with frequency, and it is even better on the playback. Now, we are presented by Progressive Insurance, and guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. And that's where we go to be joined by our ESPN NFL analyst and longtime NFL defensive lineman, Marcus Spears. He's going to be part of the first NFL wildcard megacast that expands to include ESPN+. It's going to be incredible. It's going to include real time analysis, in-game analytics, odds discussion, all of these deep-level analytics stats on ESPN+. With Dan Orlovsky, Mina Kimes, Laura Rutledge, and Marcus Spears. Big Swagoo, how you feeling, boss?
What's good, family? I was singing right there with y'all. I was singing right there with y'all, man. That was a jam back when I was in college. What's happening?
Oh, man, I couldn't even imagine what it'd be like that thing cutting on in college right now. That is a full-blown problem there, Marcus. So I'm glad to see you made it through that one unblemished on this and got here to us. So Marcus, man, we got super wild card weekend coming up now. It's really an interesting thing. The NFL expanded playoffs come up this weekend, and I'm curious, through all of that, we have gotten a matchup we've talked about all year. A team from the NFC East was going to host a playoff game, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are strolling into town right now. You said earlier you think Tom Brady is under the most pressure this postseason. I'm curious, why is that?
Well, just because of Father Time. And when I said that, MG Jr., I thought about I'm absolutely wrong. And y'all know me better than anybody. I don't mind being wrong. I really, like, after thinking about it, I think Drew Brees is under the most pressure because I believe this is last season. But let me go to Tampa, though, and let me talk about why my initial thought was Tom Brady. It's because of all of the stuff that we saw transpire from New England, right? All of the talk about, was it Brady or Belichick? Can Tom Brady have success and thrive outside of New England? Was it the system that created all of these championships? Is he really the GOAT? Does he really have all of the stuff on a consistent level where he has to raise his team's profile in order for them to have success. So, yes, he's answered those questions. Tampa had a successful season. They get in the playoffs. But now we get to the point of he didn't go to Tampa to get to the playoffs. He didn't go to Tampa to win a bunch of games. He went to Tampa to win the Super Bowl. Like, that was the goal. That's why this deal is only 2 years, because they shrunk a window for a 43-year-old quarterback to go in and have success immediately. This was an immediate turnaround. We knew Tampa had a lot of talent on the team. We understood that Jameis Winston was in, you know, obviously good at times, but also cost that team a bunch of opportunities to win ball games. So when you look at the playoff picture, and they're playing the Washington football team, obviously the expectation is for them to win this game. But Tom Brady did not go to Tampa to have a good season or win games. He went to Tampa to win a Super Bowl to prove not only that it was a New England system, but it was more him than Bill Belichick.
Talking to Marcus Spears with us here on the Goodyear Hotline, ESPN NFL analyst, longtime NFL defensive lineman. And Marcus, I know you're used to slugging it out with people in the trenches, so I'm curious right now if this is beef I didn't know about. I want to play you the sound from Ariel Helwani, who's our ESPN MMA analyst, Bills Mafia fan extraordinaire, who came on earlier, and I think if you listen closely, you catch a stray in his rant about the Bills. Listen to this.
I love everything about this whole scenario, because it's exactly 30 years. Let me educate you guys. 30 years ago in Tampa, of all places, unfortunately, Scott Norwood missed a field goal with just seconds remaining in the first of four straight Super Bowls that the Bills went to. 30 years later, and unfortunately, Whitney Houston isn't around to sing the national anthem, but 30 years later, Josh Allen, Sean McDermott, and the rest of the boys are going back to Tampa to finally bring the Lombardi Trophy back to Western New York. You could pin that. You could cut it up. You could clip it. You could do whatever you guys want to do. You could put it on your Instagram story. Mark my words. Tell Schefter. Tell Swagoo. Tell all those NFL quote-unquote insiders at ESPN that this is the truth. These are the facts. Cold, hard, straight from the Bills fans' mouth.
Marcus, did I miss this beef becoming a thing?
No. Look, this is the first time I'm hearing it, but it's beef now. And I don't want no real-life beef with these UFC guys. I know I'm big, I'm physical, I played in NFL, I'm tough, I got all of that. Them dudes made of something different. But we could definitely throw haymakers when it comes to football and if they're going to bring a championship back and all of that. Let me say this, though, because I picked the Colts to win this game. But let me say this, man. Like, what Sean McDermott has done in Buffalo, how he has this team playing, the things that he's learned about letting guys be themselves, allowing them to have fun and have some personality. You see, like, what coaches evolving and learning about not only their personnel, but about the climate in which they're coaching in. So I want to shout out Sean McDermott, too, for doing a tremendous job allowing these guys to do that. But here we are, right? Here we are with – now Buffalo is in the playoffs. All of the other stuff is great. All the Josh Allen success in the regular season, the team success in the regular season, MG Jr., you know, Janae, you know, this is why the NFL playoffs are so exciting. It's 3 hours. It's 3 hours or you going home, right? Are you better than the team you playing for 3 hours? All season long, all of that stuff does not matter. We saw the Jets beat good teams. We saw the Dallas Cowboys raise up. We saw the Washington football team beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. We saw the Baltimore Ravens have to scratch and scrape to get into the playoffs. We saw Kansas City drop a game to Oakland. Las Vegas. So if you don't think that the reason the NFL playoffs are the best thing that TV has to offer when we get into this point, you are out of your mind. It's 3 hours. Right? So either the Colts or the Bills are going to be better than each other for 3 hours. Stop taking this whole season sample size. Stop talking about all of these things that transpired throughout the regular season. Here we go. That's why I'm so hyped about this mega cast that we're doing. That's why I'm so hyped to watch these games being played. Baltimore ran into the playoffs for all foreseeable things. They should have been playing against the Kansas City Chiefs in the AFC Championship and potentially going to a Super Bowl. They lost in the first game against the Tennessee Titans. This is the playoffs. I'm picking games based on emotion now. I'm not picking them based on what I've watched all season long.
And speaking of emotion, we don't have much time left. We have less than a minute left. But Marcus Spears, let's talk about that LSU man, okay? Because you're talking about 3 hours and then it's history. We also got the national title game right around the corner. Alabama, Ohio State. What do you feel about that one coming up?
Y'all think Ohio State gonna score 60?
Nope.
Because if not, they gonna lose. It's Bama. Bama gonna win this game. Stop playing, man.
I can say you can hear Marcus Spears and that NFL Live crew on a megacast for that game as well. Going to be very exciting stuff. Marcus, we're looking forward to the megacast this weekend. We're looking forward to you and Ariel Helwani figuring out your differences through this playoff run, and we'll talk to you soon, real soon. All right, big man?
Absolutely. Y'all enjoy the weekend. And tonight, it's Bama, right?
She knows it. Oh, wow. She's not ready to commit. All right.
I know. I'm going to commit. I have commitment issues. We've already have this on the show. So, like, you know what?
You know what?
I play both sides until I don't.
Thank you.
All right, Marcus. We appreciate it. Again, ESPN's NFL Wildcard Megacast is expanding to include ESPN+. You're going to get six Disney networks combining forces to super serve all fans for the Baltimore and Tennessee game on January 10th during Super Wildcard Weekend coming up. So don't miss Marcus, Laura Rutledge, who's going to join us later in the show, Mina Kimes, Dan Orlovsky, and so many more, giving you all the deep insights and everything you need to know heading into this weekend for that Titans-Ravens game that could be the best game of the weekend right now, especially as we look at some of those betting lines. Coming up next, though, something that not a lot of college football fans would have put their money on just happened as we kickstart the offseason and get ready to going up to that national championship. A controversial deal that I actually agree wholeheartedly with. We'll do that next. It's Janae Angola Jr. here on ESPN Radio.
Janae Angola Jr., the podcast.
What does an organization, what does a franchise owe its star player? We see it all the time pop up. We saw it start a lot of this offseason's talk for the Houston Rockets with James Harden. We saw it down the stretch of the NFL season with Carson Wentz of the Eagles. And now we're looking at it through the lens this time in Houston on the football side with the Texans and Deshaun Watson. It's Chinay Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr. and Chinay Agwumike. We'll give you the answer to that in about 10 minutes because what should be easy is looking extraordinarily difficult, and we'll show you where the line got crossed. But Chinay, we mentioned in the last segment breaking news from the world of college football. According to Ward Manuel, the athletic director at the University of Michigan, Jim Harbaugh has reached a contract extension to remain Michigan's coach through the 2025 season. A source confirmed to ESPN that the new deal includes a lower base salary and many performance incentives. Harbaugh had 1 year left on his initial contract at Michigan, which paid the coach slightly over $8 million in 2020. And Chinay, I look at this, and I see Ohio State, by the way, every Ohio State man making the same very original joke that they like this deal too, which was not nauseating at all on my timeline, seeing that over and over again. But, Chinay, I actually look at this deal and think that there's a tremendous amount of common sense in here, which is not something I get to say about college football very often. So I'm curious for you. You've seen this Michigan program. Jim Harbaugh, you know very well from your time at Stanford. How shocked are you that he is still Michigan's head coach after a 2-4 season in this pandemic?
I think the last few years we've started to shift the expectations when it comes to the reality of where Michigan is in comparison to the other top elite programs when it comes to the landscape of football, especially even within the Big Ten when you look at Ohio State. And Ohio State has really helped the case in Michigan, surprisingly. If you're going to make those jokes on the timeline talking about, oh, this is a great deal for us, well, you actually have helped Harbaugh specifically in his case, just because by succeeding and be able to demolish Clemson in a way that a lot of people were probably surprised that it went that way that quickly, the situation escalated that quickly. Now you're sort of reaffirming this idea that, okay, maybe the pressure was not all on Harbaugh to deliver change in a situation where Ohio State is just that much better. Clemson is just that much better. Alabama is just that much better. And I think that's the expectation that a lot of people are getting their own doses of reality. And you know better than anyone else, especially with Notre Dame, where you say, hey, we understand that we are one of the top programs. We may not be at the same status or caliber of the elite that I just mentioned prior. And of course, you know, I feel like this is a good deal because it's coupled with the idea that in the pandemic, we've seen some historic numbers, like, you know, from 15 million to $24 million of buyouts. I think that this is probably the nice coupling of expectation, reality, and also understanding where we are in society, where this is actually a move that everyone can understand.
Chinay and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. And Chinay, that's just it. All offseason, or all season really, we looked and said, there's no way we're going to see as many firings as we usually do. People eating these outrageous financial costs for buyouts in the middle of a pandemic that hurt everybody, most everybody, financially in the spot. And how naive to look at college football and think the gigantic winning machines and the rich people that govern them weren't going to go out there and flex how rich they were in this spot. And that's why I look at this and say, all right, Michigan did the thing that we kind of hoped would happen in this situation. Was it an embarrassing year for Michigan? Yes. Is Jim Harbaugh the long-term answer for this program? I don't think so. It doesn't look like it, especially because the difference you just mentioned between Notre Dame and Michigan is proximity to their pain. Notre Dame, either as an independent or as a member of the ACC this year, did not have to see the teams that tend to beat them on these big stages but one time, maybe twice in a year like this year. Michigan's got to see Ohio State every year and be reminded of that. Not only that, not even like you're playing a team inside the Big Ten. You're playing your most hated rivals. So I understand how it's different. But Michigan fans, let me ask you this. Do you really want to hand the keys to overhaul your program to a coach coming in the middle of a season where the pandemic impacted recruiting in different ways, will continue to impact the way that you have to structure your offseason for the time being, going forward into this on a year where the financial windfall for Michigan, like most schools, was something that's felt by a lot of people in a lot of ways? No, instead you sign him to, forget a five-year extension. I have a feeling, because we heard a lot of rumblings that this was going to lower the buyout costs, I have a feeling that this is going to end up being a one-year prove-it deal that looks like a five-year deal that says to everyone, we've got enough stability, but we know if it doesn't work again this year, in a season again where you're not hampered by all of the understandable reasons surrounding a COVID season, that you can go part ways and put whoever comes next in a much better situation to succeed. I understand the tendency is to rush, Chinay, but I think right now demonstrating patience in college football is rare and actually the right thing to do in this spot.
Yeah, and I think that when you hired him, what was his experience? You know, he was a program changer. You know, I saw this firsthand at Stanford, where he was able to mobilize and galvanize the guys to play gritty, you know, smash mouth football. And it was fun to see and witness. And that's what he was good at, right? And so leaving Stanford, and then I saw him not go too far thereafter to the 49ers and do the same thing. And then the challenges at Michigan, maybe I think that's where that expectation sort of created problems, because Michigan's expectation obviously is we have to beat Ohio State, and we have to now in this recent era get to the college football playoff. Those expectations were probably a little bit more lofty than we probably all realize. And I think now this is a good move to bring everybody back to ground zero. And most importantly, like you said, lowers the buyout so that things aren't actually as lofty as things seem when you have issues when it comes to head coaches.
That's the tough part, though, Chinay, is the expectations are always going to be high there, because Michigan, Notre Dame, these programs that have not only the history that they do, but the support that they do. Financially, all of these things that go into it, a fan base that expects to win at the high level, it's tough. And I've reckoned with this as a Notre Dame fan in a lot of ways, and saying, what are we gauging as realistic in the way that college football looks in 2020? That becomes the tough part of all of this. And so I look at it and I can understand the frustration. But again, I'd ask, is this really a situation you want to introduce someone new into right now, when you can make a practical decision with someone that does? Like, they've got history together. This is a guy that, this is his alma mater. It's a school that means a lot to Jim Harbaugh. And I understand that doesn't govern decision making. But at the same time, maybe letting boosters with tons of money always govern your decision making, to, as Spencer Hall, great college football writer on with Bomani Jones, said, pay for just different ways to lose at most programs below that top elite. Chinay and Golic Jr. is brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. Coming up next, we will get back, though, to the question that's been on our minds all day today. What does an organization owe its star player? Next on ESPN Radio.
Chinay and Golic Jr., the podcast.